I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. You are with Talk TV. Still with me in the studio is my guest, Philip Ingram. And lots more to talk about in terms of politics. And, of course, we've got an election this year, Philip.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hadn't heard.
There's
60 across the world.
60 yeah. across the world, but ours is the most important.
We're having two.
Oh, yeah, local elections coming up very soon as well. Well, yeah. We've also got polls pretty much every single day. And according to the latest poll, the Labour Party has surged ahead of the SNP in Scotland for the very first time in a decade. That's according to the latest poll that says that 33% of Scots plan to back Sir Keir Starmer's party ahead of 31% for the SNP. Well, joining me right now to discuss this is Neil Hanvey, MP. He's MP for the Alibi Party, previously of the SNP. He's the leader of their Westminster group as well. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Neil.
Pleasure.
Very interesting poll, this. No doubt it was a little bit of a schadenfreude on your part, seeing the SNP go down in the polls. I mean, this has pretty much happened, well, mostly since Nicola Sturgeon left office, beginning to happen before she left office, but certainly under Humza Yousaf, the polls seem to be going only in one direction for the SNP.
Yeah, I mean, what's the interesting counterpoint to that, of course, is that support for independence continues to hold steady, and even some unfavourable pollsters are now placing support for independence above 52%. So it's not a loss of faith in the cause of independence that is causing the SNP decline. It really is a whole range of political and policy disasters that they have lurched from. And that slate of policies really began under Nicola Sturgeon's tenure. So, you know, her hands are certainly far from clean over the current disaster for the SNP. But it's a bit like the situation down south, where one of the strongest arguments that the Labour Party have is that they are not the Conservatives. And the same is sadly true in Scotland, where the strongest campaign message that the Labour Party have in Scotland is that they're not the SNP. That's not a particularly strong prospectus for any incoming government. However, that is the reality.
I mean, the conventional wisdom for a very long time in terms of Labour's chances of getting back into Westminster were about, look, you know, they can't do it if they haven't got seats in Scotland. The number of seats they used to win in Scotland was so crucial to any majority they have. Given where they are flying high in the polls across England and Wales, not needing perhaps those seats in Scotland so much. But this is a game changer in terms of Scottish politics, in terms of, you know, the Scottish devolution, you know, the possibility of, you know, of Scottish independence. Now, that, even though you're with a different party now, the Alibi Party led by Alex Salmond, you are still very much in favour of independence. You ain't getting independence without the SNP. So are you sort of in two minds about this?
Well, no, because, look, we all understand that politics is about ebb and flow. That's just the nature of democratic discourse. One day your numbers are up, the next are down, and that happens continuously over a period of time. I think there's a strong feeling within the independence movement that change is absolutely necessary at the top, and I mean right at the very top and all the way down into the upper echelons of the SNP, because they are ultimately responsible for their failure in government. I mean, it's across a whole range of issues. The fact that they're obsessing about niche issues whilst at the same time not looking at really important economic issues like saving Grangemouth oil refinery and all of the jobs and economic activity that depend on that. That's been left largely to the ALEPA party, and our campaign's been led by my colleague in Parliament, Kenny McCaskill MP. So that's the frustration. And, you know, a bit like the Rutherglen by-election, the Labour Party won that victory with Michael Shank, as much on opposition to the SNP, but also so many so-called nationalist supporters didn't bother to turn out to vote. And that might be the biggest problem that the SNP face, is that the support for them as the party of independence is significantly waning, and more people are now looking for an alternative leadership in the independence movement. We're ready to step forward and take up.
I'm sure you are. But again, what is fascinating, as you say, you mentioned like all these sort of...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Fringe topics and obsessed, you know, their obsession with, you know, trans issues and diversity, this and all of this, you know, the new hate crime law. I mean, it is absolutely extraordinary, was it? You know, was it 7,500 hate crimes supposedly reported? Only 3% of them were actually thought to be actual crimes. A huge amount of police resources being spent on, you know, hurty words that weren't actually crimes. I'm sure about 7,000 of those were just reports about J.K. Rowling's tweets pointing out that trans women are not women. They are men. Nothing hateful about that statement of biological fact. And she said, come and arrest me, I don't care. Now, the absurdity of all that stuff, when you've got, you know, falling standards in schools, even longer waiting lists for healthcare in Scotland than in England, economy in a terrible state, you know, rising deaths from, you know, drugs and alcohol. I mean, there are so many things going wrong with the Scottish economy and Scottish sort of community life. It is extraordinary that these minority obsessions have become so important. But you and I both know they do matter to an awful lot of people. You know, half the population of women whose safety and personal, you know, safe spaces are being impacted by it. And, of course, most of us have children. And that concern we have about these so-called trans kids, no such thing as a trans kid, no child's born in the wrong body. You and I both know that. But it took the cash review yesterday to turn around an awful lot of politicians. Wes Streeting, the Shadow Health Secretary from Westminster for Labour, interestingly, you know, basically saying, yeah, you know, I think I've got a lot of this wrong. I'm turning around. Labour, you know, saying they'd support all the moves from the cash review. But one of the concerns of the cash review was closing down the Tavistock Clinic in London, ending puberty blockers for under 18s across the NHS in England, still available in private clinics, but also, crucially, still available in NHS Scotland clinics.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Well, it's quite interesting. So Joanna Cherry, who's a former SNP colleague but continuing friend of mine, and Robin Harper wrote to the clinical medical officer in Scotland this week, asking for a complete review of gender identity services in Scotland, particularly for young people, in light of the cash review. And that's one of the principal things that needs to be addressed. However, what I would say is that my colleague Ash Reagan in the Scottish Parliament, I think, put it absolutely perfectly. When a government, such as the Scottish Government's, fingers are in their ears, their finger is not on the pulse of public opinion. And sadly, that is where we are. I've written to First Minister Humza Yousaf and his minister several times about the policy slate that they are pursuing, particularly around conversion practices, which would effectively formalise and legislate to make all of the disastrous medical malpractices that have been uncovered in the cash review formal government positions, which is an absolutely ludicrous position to be in. So there needs to be a wholesale review of these services across these islands, and I think there will be repercussions around the world in light of the detail of the cash review. But in terms of the Labour Party's position on this, it's great that Wes Streeting has actually woken up to the very serious risks of queer theory ideology that exists in public bodies. But the Labour Party in Parliament are still full of people who are absolute diehard adherents to queer theory ideology. So the Labour Party need to have a serious look at who they are putting forward for election if they're to be taken in any way as a credible defender of women's rights and young people's safety, in regards to these issues.
Can I ask you, your fellow Scots person, J.K. Rowling? She, of course, has been magnificent on all of this, on the hate crime thing, on the trans children, inverted commas, issue, and women's safety as well, and speaking out, and has received the most extraordinary amount of abuse and criticism, been called a bigot and basically written out, you know, of polite society by certain groups in the celebrity world, including some of the actors who she made millionaires by plucking them from obscurity to star in her Harry Potter films. She has been asked, does she expect an apology from those actors who have criticised her for, never being transphobic, not once, not one utterance, not one tweet, but simply talking about protecting women and girls and children's safety. And she said, no, they owe an apology to those who have been affected by the puberty blockers and who've wanted to detransition since. She's right, isn't she?
Well, yeah, she is right. And I think the point that she made that was, really reflects her values so brilliantly was that she doesn't want an apology personally. It's the children who have been harmed and their lives have been potentially ruined by these practices that the people who were proponents of this crazy movement should apologise to. And she's absolutely right. You know, I take absolutely no comfort, really, on a personal level. I don't feel like celebrating the advent of the cash review. It told me things that I knew 5, 6, 7 years ago. So there's no surprises there for me. It just formalises the concerns that many of us have held. And it's the young people that have been harmed that I am concerned about. It's them that we owe a real responsibility to act swiftly. We can't allow the last 20 years of concerns to wait another 20 years for them to be corrected. I think absolutely, one of the first things that I've called for is a major investment into child and adolescent mental health services. So
indeed,
that the young
people can get the therapy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Neil Hanvey, thank you so much for joining us. Alaba MP there, Neil Hanvey.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.